what I truly believe that influencer does in a marketing campaign is, you know, they help you to create conversations, especially in a category like us, healthcare, where a lot of issues are not really expressed openly. You know, social acceptance becomes a key factor, and that's what influencers help do that. Today, the consumer is getting bored with 30-second creatives, where earlier he was very open to looking at a 2-3 minute creative as well. Or, things like this, or even just consumers getting spoiled with the number of numerous options that are available today for him, right? As a marketeer, customer is at the core, and you are the true custodians for the customer within the organization. And therefore, whatever you do, it has to be customer centric. You'll have to keep customer at the core and build everything around it.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of The Growth Genius, where we discuss growth stories in marketing and business. In today's episode, we have a seasoned marketer who has transitioned across various industries like insurance, consumer goods, pharmaceuticals, and healthcare as well. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Srishel Deshnur. Srishel, thank you so much for joining the show.
Hey, Mehul, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Great. Wonderful to have you. And you have recently joined Indira IVF as the CMO. So tell us something about your role at Indira IVF.
So Mehul, if you were to ask me this, the role of, I am the Chief Marketing Officer at Indira IVF. And if you were to define this role, basically it's a leadership role, part of the management, where the core objective is to steer the organization to its next level. But along with it, the key components which I think, I truly believe that this role entails, is one of being the true guardian of the customer, right? As a marketing head, we are the conscious and voice of the customer, and that's what we would want to understand, hold and retain. And on the other end, be the growth driver for the organization in terms of what are the growth strategies that you can develop, marketing tactics that you can deploy to help grow the organization, along with keeping the balance with the customer needs. I think that's how I would like to define my role here.
Yeah, I think consumer always is, comes first. It is the, priority item as far as, such roles are concerned to drive growth in an organization. I want to understand, what are your views in terms of, influencers, today being more and more important in the marketing strategy? So what are your thoughts on influencer marketing, Srishel?
See, if you look at today's world, it's a very social media centric world, and more we are looking at it. A lot of consumers are spending a lot of time today on social media, and therefore that's where the influencers come in play, right? So at one end, you have large influencers, celebrities, who would help you provide reach, and also probably try creating breaking stigma. And if you on the other side, if you look at it, there are a lot of these micro nano influencers who, along with reach, also help you to create more authenticity, trust, and also with all put together, what I truly believe that influencer does in a marketing campaign is, they help you to create conversations, especially in a category like us, healthcare, where a lot of issues are not really expressed openly. Social acceptance becomes a key factor, and that's what influencers help do that. But the key in this is always about the right fitment. How do you identify influencers who have the right ethos of a brand? I think that is key. And how their audience is the right audience for you to reach out. I think these are the key things that any marketer should look for. And I think there is no brainer here. Influencer marketing is here to stay, and I think we have a long way with that to go.
Right. And it's an interesting thing that you mentioned about reaching out to consumers, especially in a sensitive area of expertise as far as IVF is concerned. So apart from influencer marketing, what are the other ways in which you reach out to your consumers?
So if you like at it, especially, you know, while we are doing this at Indira IVF, but I would like to take this broadly at a healthcare perspective, right? So typically, if you look at the way healthcare marketing has happened, in most cases, it's about creating the right awareness and educating the consumers. Because it's a subject that it's not very often discussed in drawing rooms, because these are all personal conditions and people would want to hold it privately or secretly to amongst themselves. In a few cases, there is a lot of stigma associated with it, either at the condition or disease or at times with the treatment levels. And very often we've seen a lot of these, either at a disease or at a treatment level, the myths and misconceptions are at play, right? And people really don't know whom to talk to. While doctors are obviously the right people to talk to in this case, the role of marketing in healthcare is all about addressing these things. How do you really bring in the right awareness? How do you create acceptability for the treatment options? While doing it, how do you really talk to the consumer, keeping empathy at the core? Credibility is a huge factor, because we understand that in healthcare marketing, there is the social responsibility is far higher as compared to any other category, if you were to compare. And therefore, along with being such high socially relevant and responsible, being empathetic to the customer, how can you bring in credible information to the consumer? I think these play a very critical role when you're looking at healthcare marketing.
So yeah, I mean, you are almost being a consultant, you know, before they actually go to the real consultant, that is the doctor.
Not truly, because while what happens is doctors obviously are experts, and from their expertise, I think there is no parallel to that. What, however, we are with marketing, all we can do is probably highlight the issues that are relevant to the consumer and, you know, provide them the information of the available options, right? And it's just about educating them, creating awareness so that they can take the right step, so, and they are able to meet the right experts, which are doctors here. I think it's not a alternate. It's more at the top of the funnel, and we leave it to the doctors to do the rest.
Right, right. You serve as the bridge of knowledge, if I may use that term.
Yes, maybe that's a more apt
for the line. Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting. And Srishal, you have been working across industries, and you know, you have added a lot of value in your role as a marketer across various organizations. As per you, what has been the change in the role of a marketer today? You know, looking back in your career, what do you think has changed?
So that's a very interesting question, Mehul. And if you look at it, at the core, marketing hasn't changed, right? Because it's still about identifying those consumer needs, defining who is the TG, who do you want to talk to, add value to the consumer life by bringing in the right product or solution, right? And possibly persuasive communication that will aid to build either a trial, usage, or loyalty, right? So that fundamental piece of marketing hasn't changed. However, what has changed is probably the context on deployment in terms of what's the outer layer to this core thing. Possibly that has undergone a lot of change, be it in terms of consumer behavior or the preference from the consumer today. Like we were discussing about the social media habits, you know, the probably the patient level of consumers today is far lesser. Today the consumer is getting bored with 30-second creatives, where earlier he was very open to looking at a 2-3 minute creative as well. Or you know, things like this, or even just consumers getting spoiled with the number of numerous options that are available today for him, right? Technology again is another factor. Fast changing, rapidly changing technology again brings in that many opportunities and complexities for a marketer. And also the broader business environment, if you look at it that way, right? So all put together, definitely these changes have happened. And therefore, obviously, that has allowed marketing to start adapting themselves to these constant changing environment, right? So if you look at it today, from a marketing perspective, the AI or machine learning is here to stay. And while for each of the processes we are looking at it, there is definitely a AI or a machine learning component that today we are seeing more and more as we're going on. Voice search is another thing, right? Today, with text searches that help us to take this entire thing to India, with voice search, we are hoping that this will take us to, you know, create reach to Bharat and allow them to seek for the right information today, right? So that is another trend that we are looking at. Typically focus on consumer experience. I think that is key, and, you know, that will stay and I will continue to be a prominent feature in all the marketing plans that we're looking at. Also, rise of influencer marketing. We just spoke about it, of how important influencer is in marketing. And we will see more and more of it as, you know, social media keeps penetrating and keeps taking away a lot of our time and our play on social media. Other thing, trend that we are also seeing is the focus on sustainability, right? A lot of consumers are getting conscious on ecological solutions, better for everybody, not just for themselves. So a lot of sustainability factor is what will help us bring in the, you know, let's say, credibility and loyalty and usage from a consumer perspective. The other factors that we could look at is personalization and hyper-local marketing. With options available today, I think that is undergoing a lot of change and rapid change as we see. So if you look at it from overall, a lot has changed, a lot is changing, and a lot will change. However, I guess the core of marketing, as we said, will remain same. Possibly the context is changing, and those are the opportunities and challenges that a new age marketer will have to keep facing.
Very well put, in fact. Yeah, I mean, the consumer is more and more demanding these days and getting bored with even 20-second reels, so to say.
Absolutely.
Right. So, and you have been in consumer marketing for so long, Srishel. Any growth stories that you would like to share, from your career, where, you know, you would say that, you know, this is something which is, you know, these are some of the examples which are the highlights.
So I would like to point at one of my previous experience that I've had during my stint with Cipla. Cipla being the market leaders in the respiratory care. Asthma and COPD, which are the large respiratory diseases, have been very prevalent, right? Yet the awareness levels and acceptance of the disease in India is very surprisingly low, right? And we saw a lot of challenge trying to solve for the problems in that category. And at that point of time, Cipla undertook the entire challenge of creating more awareness and acceptance for asthma as a disease and inhaler as its right solution. So I was part of conceptualizing a campaign that is even currently on called Bero Zindagi. It lived with the ethos of creating, you know, an unhindered life, and let not asthma be a barrier in anybody's life. And with the use of inhalers, how anyone can live a fulfilling life. That was the core essence of the campaign. The challenges, of course, when we started off was humongous, because there was very low awareness on the disease itself and also the treatment. The challenge was also on the myths and misconceptions regarding usage of inhalers. And also there was a social stigma in terms of just simply saying, log kya kahenge, you know, and which is a typical case with any healthcare solution. And therefore, the way we built the entire thing was on the three cohorts of increasing awareness for the disease and treatment options, increasing acceptance for the treatment options so that they can use it more openly, and creating adherence, because it was a chronic disease and a long-term usage was what was recommended by experts. So therefore, the entire campaign was built Bero Zindagi with these pillars in mind. And we had started this campaign bringing in Priyanka Chopra as a large influencer, and she came out on national television to announce that she is asthmatic and how using inhalers has allowed her to live a fulfilling life. And thereafter, we used multiple influencers, not just celebrities and personalities on social media, but we also got people from all walks of life who could share their stories, which could then help create awareness and inspire people to adapt this treatment. So a lot happened over the 5 years that we were running this campaign, and we were able to see marked change. We were able to see needle moving across awareness, acceptance, and inhalers, where the consideration for inhalers doubled up during this period. So here is a classic case of how understanding what the key challenges of a consumer are, presenting the right education that can nudge them to take the right direction, and creating enablers for them in not just on the digital or virtual environment, but also on the physical environment, coming together, how digital can play a role in this to create those enablers, really helped us to take this far ahead from and that's been one of the proud stories that I can share with you today.
That's very interesting. You mentioned the term phygital, which is actually an amalgamation of offline and online space, which helps to strengthen the connect of the with the consumer. And now, since you are in this area of IVF, which is more sensitive, what are the challenges you foresee in this industry to reach out to the consumer and ensure growth in your business?
While the challenges, like I mentioned about healthcare, even are true for the IVF category as well, India will be, even despite being a growing population today, has large amount of fertility issues per se, and the prevalence rates is very high. So if you look at it, one out of six couples have the issue and therefore need some kind of assistance to start their family. So this being the case, however, the awareness regarding the possible options or treatment is very low. Plus, there is also an amount of stigma associated, and there is a social pressure in large parts of the country today that young couples face during this course. So therefore, the role here for me, to tide over these challenges and to create growth, what we're looking for is to create this hinges on our 4A, if I may to call it. The first way is awareness. Educate everybody, and so people understand the options and are aware of what are the right steps that they need to take. The second is acceptance. So because there is so much of myths, misconception and stigma, how do you create better social acceptance for this treatment, and letting people know that this is the right thing, and anybody who's taking this route is probably doing the right thing, not just with the couple themselves, but beyond in their social circle as well. The third is about access. How do you create the right access? Today, as we said, a few years back, a lot of these treatment options were only available in the big cities in the country. With Indira IVF, now today we are present in most of the BC town categories today. And Indira IVF today has about 115 centers across the country. This is to provide access so that people get the right treatment at their nearby and convenient location, right? And the fourth is affordability, because healthcare is an issue, especially with the socio-economic statuses in the country, especially with tier 2, tier 3 cities. Affordability can be a concern, and therefore we are trying to ensure that we are able to get the best and right treatment at affordable ranges. So those are the cohorts that we are building to tide over the challenges and create growth for Indira IVF.
Amazing. That really gives a perspective of how it is now reaching from tier 1 to tier 2 and tier 3 cities as well. And you mentioned about reaching out to Bharat through text search as well, Srishir. So any thoughts on that, how you are using that to reach out to the tier 2, tier 3 through your clinics or through your online campaigns?
So what we've seen is while text works and works beautifully with majority of the people today, but as we keep penetrating and going deeper and deeper, and with digital penetration and access to smartphones today, while the technology and connectivity is available, but education can still be a problem. So people may not be very familiar or comfortable using text as a medium. So we truly believe maybe voice search is the one that's really going to help people to seek the right information. And even providing this information more than the text formats, video formats are what we truly believe are the ones that will be better, not just for people with rural or uneducated, But even that's a format of choice even for the educated metro crowd as well. So these are things that we are clearly seeing will aid in the flow of information both ways. People seeking information and for us to provide the right information.
It actually opens up a lot of opportunity for consumer outreach. When you talk of text and then voice and video, would you like to suggest any takeaways to budding marketers?
Well, my takeaways that I would want to share are very, very basic, but I truly believe have stood the test of time, especially for me. And this is what I would want to the young marketers today to really understand and adopt. Right. So the first one is always remember it's customer first always. Right. As a marketer, customer is at the core, and you are the true custodians for the customer within the organization. And therefore, whatever you do, it has to be customer centric. You'll have to keep customer at the core and build everything around it. The second thing is about be open to new. We just discussed of how marketing is changing and how a new age marketer has to adapt to all these changes. Whatever you've learned, the art of unlearning and relearning is a continuous thing. And therefore, you have to be open to new, keep learning on the go. What marketing was a decade back doesn't seem to be looking now in a similar way, and possibly will not remain same if we look at the coming decade looking forward. So, right. So therefore, you will have to keep learning and adapting on the go. The third is break rules, right? So rules are meant to be broken. While rules teach us the right way of how things are to be done, but if seldom we've seen innovation being done by continuing to follow the rules. When rules are broken, that's what give opportunities to new, opportunities to innovate, and opportunities to create breakthroughs. And therefore, you will have to be experimental in terms of what you do. What has worked, just remember, things are changing. So what has worked for us yesterday may not work for us today or tomorrow. So therefore, always keep trying to look at newer opportunities and newer ways of doing things. And the last one, which is more on a personal front for any marketer, is stay hungry, stay foolish, right? Now, this never goes out of fashion. So the whole idea is to keep looking at how do you really create aspiration in terms of what you would want to achieve, and how do you start looking at newer ways. For that, you will have to be foolish, break rules, which will lead you to innovation, and that's what any marketer aspires to.
Thank you so much for the insights, Srishel. Those were really inspiring four pillars to actually look up to or live up to, I would say, for any marketer. Thanks a lot for that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mehul. It's been my pleasure to be here, and love talking to you. Thank you so much.